This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard Big Voice, man. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atitula, rocking with you on a Wednesday. We'll be giving away $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops in the 12 o'clock hour, so keep it locked right here. Appreciate to them.
You saw all the cool stuff they had.
Man, it was cool stuff. And for me, as somebody who is not an avid griller or anything like that, it is cool seeing what that grill will produce. That was one thing, because it's not just the grills that they have and the food and the appliances or like the kind of tools that you use. Mm-hmm. They also got like some of the food that you might have.
They
like,
got meat.
They have the meats.
They do.
There was like a sausage with jalapeno and cheese in it that they cooked up that they keep on stock.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
It's funny being in places like that. It make you want a grill.
Oh, boy.
Like,
big time.
Even if you're not a cook or anything.
100%.
Like, you know what? Let me get this $12,000 grill or something.
Yeah. The problem for me, and it's not a problem, it's a good thing, is that I don't got nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
I don't got the disposable income, let's say. Right now,
it's essential. It's an essential item. Outside, man.
Outside where?
I know you saw me yesterday.
I don't have.
You can't do that in no apartment, though, man.
Just have it in the living room
where there's a will.
I dealt with that. I remember that the most we had a grill out there. I couldn't cut no brisket out there.
No, that's fair.
And shout out to 713 who said they bought a Traeger. Thanks for the 10% off. Yeah, while we was out there,
I saw them carrying that.
Yeah, so
I got three grills and I was looking at one. That might be a problem.
Look, I'm not. Yeah. I don't know if I should say it like quite like this, but we're gonna be back out at a Texas Star Grill Shop at some point in
first week of November, I believe.
I believe so. We'll be back out there relatively soon.
That's around the corner,
and I can't say for certain that they will do a similar promotion, but like,
oh, I can.
Hey, maybe start budgeting so that you can get yourself a little discount next time In the Loop pops out.
Yeah, the OG put something on it.
Yeah, he'll help you out.
Throw a couple dollars on that grill.
No, I'm working on my own, man. Didn't you just hear me?
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Here we go. This I felt kind of interesting. It's talking to some folks. I think I was talking to Sean about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like I had not at least given enough thought to it, and I do wonder how much other people have given thoughts to it. Did the schedule makers try and screw the Texans? And the reason why I say that is, obviously, we know that there is that stretch at the end of the season that we've talked a lot about, which, hey, man, you're going to come up against the Chiefs and the Ravens. And the tough thing about that is that you're going to have three games in 9 days, if my math serves me correctly.
I believe it does.
Because you have a Sunday game, then that one is, oh, goodness, I done lost
Saturday against the Chiefs.
Yeah, Sunday game before, then you come back around to Saturday. The Sunday game is against the Dolphins, that's right, on the 15th of December. Then you come around to the Chiefs on that Saturday on the road, and then you come back home and you face the Ravens on Christmas, which is a Wednesday. Mm. That's a tight schedule.
Mm.
That's not the only one of those you have.
No.
You are currently in the midst of a 3 games in 10 days situation, right? You have the Packers this past week, the Colts this week on Sunday, and then the Jets on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not easy situations, making those quick turnarounds. And particularly, obviously, the one later in the season, you got some real heavy hitters. But in the course of this, you got a couple of teams that you have the Packers, who you just played, and obviously you lost to. That's a really good team in the NFC. The Colts are a division game, and we always know the division games can get a little wonky. And then you come back around the Jets on the road.
That's the thing. That's the thing. You're going to not only on the road, you're going to New York on a Thursday. And we all have seen those gambling, trends and all that. You know, road teams on Thursday nights are, well, it's true. I mean, they're not fake news.
It's just hard. It's hard to get yourself prepared. And then you have the travel when that other team doesn't, which even shortens that week for you, because you got to travel the day before. You can't do nothing on Wednesday, really, right? Like, you really, it hampers you. So having two of those, like, obviously the benefit is, that means that your team is more prominent, more visible.
Mm-hmm.
But in building the schedule the way that they did, like, that is a thing that's really going to hit at the Texans in some ways that I don't know that we've talked a ton about.
No, we haven't. But I think it also sort of it resonates a little louder now because the Texans are in such a crucial point of their season that we didn't know this was coming. Like, we didn't know they were going to have these injuries and they were going to have a suspension on the defensive line and they were going to have, you know, all these issues with the offensive line. I mean, they were somewhat questions going into the year.
Yeah.
But right now, it's like the worst time to be in three games. You know what I'm saying? That's part of it to me.
Yeah, that's a great point because it would be one thing if you were just playing to the level if you're playing to the levels that we thought the Texans would be. 3 games in 10 days, it's tough on the body or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's cool, right? You just get in, you do your game planning, you get there. But it feels like they also need to fix things. How many times have we talked about you need to figure out schematically, you know, what works with the guys that you have there, right? Yeah. You need to, if some change need to be made, at the very least, there needs to be some self-reflection, some self-scouting, right? Yeah. And on top of that, hey, does there need to be some moving around? And if there is moving around, right, do you need to get guys up to speed on what this different position does and all those things?
Right.
You already, in the course of this season, you don't have a lot of time, right? We talk about the schedule and we get really used to it, which is, you know, Monday, recovery day. Tuesday, you have a day off. Wednesday, you're back at the grindstone, you know, getting yourself up to speed. Thursday, we're doing a lot of practice, the physicality of it. Friday is a walkthrough. Saturday, you're either traveling or there's the regimented nature of this. And that's another part of this that where I feel like the schedule makers might have been trying to screw the Texans a little bit. Teams are creatures of habit, so much so that if you have like that Saturday game that you're going to have with the Kansas City Chiefs, now teams will get to the point where they'll call Tuesday, well, this is our Wednesday, right? Because they're so used to that habit.
Yeah.
Man, when you start getting Thursdays and Wednesdays in here, like, you're really skewing all of this, and that shifts how all of this works.
Yeah.
On top of the idea of getting ahead and planning for the teams that are coming, as we talked about, you have some difficult teams.
Yeah.
It gets a little tougher. And so Nick Caserio, I found this to be a really interesting cut in his meeting with Vandermeer and Harris, as they do, is it Coffee with Caserio, I believe, or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday.
On Texas radio. They asked him about, like, you know, how with the quick transitions, like, how the scouting goes to get yourself ready for the Colts and then the Jets moving forward.
I mean, the focus is obviously on the Colts, but we also have other people in the organization that are ready for the quick transition, to your point. Because after the game, I mean, then the next day, we have 2 days before we leave to head to New York to play a good Jets team. So the coaches will focus on Indy. You'll have operations staff and scouting staff. We'll go through the advanced process and start to get ready for New York and some of the mechanics that are involved there. So you try to stay ahead to the best of your ability, understanding you have a short turnaround. So we'll have to handle Monday and Tuesday maybe a little bit different than we normally do. Wednesday's a travel day, and then you play Thursday, and it's a long trip. Like you said, it's 3 and change, 3.5 hours, whatever it is. So, but you're always trying to kind of plan ahead. You understand when the schedule comes out, that's going to show up somewhere. So now we can put our action plan in place and kind of get ready to go.
See, for me, like, all what he said is obviously accurate, but to me, like, the 3 games in 10 days, if you're good, if you're a contending team that you know feels good about your squad and its health, it doesn't really matter to me. Like that's what happens to good teams. You have Thursday night games, you have Saturday games, you're a featured team.
Yeah.
When you're good, you know, the Chiefs play every day of the week except Tuesday this year. Think about that. They play on a Monday and then Wednesday through Sunday this year at some point in the season. If you're good and you're healthy and you're one of the teams that can look, you know, like one of the premier teams, you almost don't care. You deal with it. Well, the problem that I'm looking at right now with the Texans is, yes, we thought they would be good in a lot of these areas, but right now, I just mentioned it, all the issues and even the injuries. Like Nico, you know, soft tissue. I believe... who else has the groin? Isn't that Jimmy Ward? No. Yeah, Jimmy Ward has the groin.
Yeah.
So the injuries come into play. And then the offensive line comes into play. Oh, and by the way, in 3 games in 10 days, you're trying to throw a new linebacker into the mix in Devin White.
That
you know?
Yeah.
And you're trying to get D'Angelo Ross right. You're trying to get, you know, all these things. So that's where it becomes bothersome and troublesome for me. It's not just if you're a good team and healthy and all that, you just do it, you know, and you withstand it and you hopefully, you know, win those games. But if you're a team that's sort of scuffling, might be a little hard, but sort of searching, that makes it a lot more difficult.
Okay, and I appreciate y'all pointing out the fact that I was doing bad math. 3-11 is what I was doing there. Yeah, this is the proper right.
Nevertheless.
Somebody said it's the first time team plays 3 in 10 days. And again, 3-11 as I misspoke or just counted improperly. It can't be healthy for anyone. That's the nature of when you get these midweek situations. That's how the NFL is built. So, like, it is a fair question to ask if it's healthy, but it's one of those things where the NFL is getting so much money for these Thursday and midweek
games.
Give
a damn.
It's just what you got to deal with it, right?
No. Like, hey, boys, we planned on a Friday.
I'm saying. Like, if you're good, you're going to get these games, and you just do it because the NFL is not going to change.
But the fact that you get two of them in two of these stretches is the thing that I found to be interesting. Now, I would like to take all of the, I guess, anxiety that we kind of built up in the course of this segment, and please allow me to release it if possible. this particular stretch that you're working with, obviously you had the Packers, and the Packers were what they were. I appreciate greatly the work of Ben Baldwin. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of analytic stuff, including EPA, which, you know, is one of the things, the statistics that I appreciate greatly in trying to understand football. And he did a ranking adjusted for the defense or adjusted for the quarterbacks that they played against, a ranking of the defenses in the NFL. And first of all, if you would like to know where the Texans fall on this, they are 7th quarterback adjusted. So feel good about that.
Yeah.
And also the next four opponents that the Texans do indeed play, the Indianapolis Colts are 28th out of 32. Right. And we kind of knew that from seeing them play 28th defense. Quarterback adjusted. Jets are 22nd, funny enough. Mm-hmm. So that's the back end of this particular.
That big bad Jets defense?
Yeah. They are bottom third at the just at the top edge of that bottom third of the defenses in the league. Mm-hmm. Detroit, funny enough, 16th. So kind of middle of the road defensively. We knew the defense is something that they've been trying to get better at. Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys are 21st. So like this stretch and out of that stretch, defensively, you're not seeing the toughest challenges. The only thing about that is like your offense needs to find a way to get right in some way. So maybe this can be a get right game, a get right period, but at least the scheduling of itself or of it itself, I think it adds another challenge to the ones that you're already working with.
No doubt about it. And it doesn't take into account like how their defenses are playing lately, which I think Indianapolis might be feeling a little better. Certainly, I think Detroit might be feeling a little better. But overall, you're right.
Someone said, I guess the Texans should have been bad last year so they don't have this top rated schedule.
This is what you want.
Absolutely.
It's just kind of a bad time. Can we do this later? Because it's kind of a bad time for us right now. That's what the Texans need to say.
Well, yeah, man. The Texans continue with the Colts on Sunday, and we continue to move towards that. You'll be able to hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including some more news outside of just the World Series for John Lopez's Dodgers. a gargantuan.
That needs
figure
to end.
Well,
it's
World
not.
The World Series.
I
will
realize
go,
it's not.
World Series will go for about, I don't know, a week or two, and then you can get out of it, maybe. But yeah, gargantuan figure pass. We'll talk about that and more next.